欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们来听一个祖孙之间的故事 The Eyes of Love 爱的目光
A grandmother and a little girl whose face was sprinkled with the bright red freckles spent a day at the zoo
故事的主角呢是一对祖孙这一天他们在动物园这句话特别写到了小姑娘的脸
Whose face was sprinkled with bright red freckles
Sprinkle 这个单词有撒或者用什么点缀的意思。这个小姑娘的脸上呢长着红色的雀斑，雀斑看似是一种瑕疵，但是在西方很多国家都认为有雀斑的是上帝的祝福，而且呢它是年轻的一种标志。因为白人很小的时候就开始有雀斑了，但随着年龄的增长呢，它会逐渐消失。Freckle 这个单词就指的是雀斑了。
The children were waiting in line to get their cheeks painted by a local artist.Who was decorating them with tiger paws.
这句话就解释了为什么他们祖孙二人在动物园。那么孩子们排着队，等待呢艺术家用老虎的爪子来装饰他们的脸颊。
Decorate
这个单词有装饰的意思。
You've got so many freckles, there's no place to paint.
A boy in the line cried.
这个时候呢，在队伍当中就有一个小男孩喊道：“哎呀，你的脸上有那么多雀斑。”人家都没有地方给你画了。听到这样的话，小女孩会是什么样的反应呢
？Embarrassed, the little girl dropped her head. Her grandmother knelt down next to her. I love your freckles, she said.
Embarrassed 这个单词指的是非常尴尬的意思。这个小女孩呢，感觉非常难为情，然后就一下把自己的头低下来了。这个时候呢，奶奶就跪下来，在她旁边对她说：“哎呀，我非常喜欢你的雀斑的。”这里有个短语叫做 kneel down 是跪下来的意思在我们看来呢男儿膝下有黄金除了给神灵以及长辈下跪那中国人一般是不会下跪的通常我们会蹲下来但其实很多西方人都会觉得蹲这个动作特别的不雅观所以他们习惯于单膝跪地或者双膝跪地那么在故事当中呢因为小女孩个子非常低所以奶奶呢为了跟她说话非常方便很亲近的所以就跪下来跟她去讲这句话虽然奶奶说非常喜欢她的雀斑但小女孩却说道
Not me The girl replied
字面翻译过来呢就是不是我但这里她真实的含义却是我不喜欢
Well When I was a little girl I always wanted the freckles She saidTracing her finger across the child's cheek. Freckles are beautiful.
这个时候祖母就说啊，我小时候特别想要雀斑然后说着呢一边用手划过她的脸颊雀斑真的好美
Trace across
划过的意思
The girl looked up.
Really?
Of course, said the grandmother. Why? Just name me one thingThat's prettier than freckles.
小女孩将信将疑说真的吗祖母又接着说道当然啦那你给我说一个比雀斑更漂亮的东西。
The little girl peered into the old woman's smiling face.
Wrinkles.
She answered softly.
Peer into something 指的是凝视的意思。然后她静静地看着祖母的脸说皱纹。相信很少有人会喜欢皱纹因为它意味着你正在老去但是在小女孩眼里就算祖母长了皱纹也是非常美的最后我们再完整听一遍这个故事
A grandmother and a little girl whose face was sprinkled with the bright red freckles spent the day at the zoo The children were waiting in line to get their cheeks painted by a local artist who was decorating them with tiger paws
You've got so many frecklesThere's no place to paint.
A boy in the line cried. Embarrassed, the little girl dropped her head. Her grandmother knelt down next to her.
I love your freckles, she said.
Not me, the girl replied. Well, when I was a little girl, I always wanted the freckles, she said, tracing her finger across the child's cheek. Freckles are beautiful.The girl looked up.
Really?
Of course, said the grandmother. Why? Just name me one thing that's prettier than freckles. The little girl peered into the old woman's smiling face.
Wrinkles.
She answered softly.